بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, inshallah over the next few days we will be discussing this kitab, which is titled الشمائل الكبرى, the sublime and noble conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein the author mentions various aspects with regard to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his habits, his mannerisms, his likes, dislikes, his mubarak features, and of course his sublime conduct and noble character, which we have been hearing about over the past few weeks in Riyadu Saliheen, different aspects with regard to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it came to his tolerance, his humility, overlooking the faults of others. And we find that generally during the month of Ramadan, a great amount of emphasis is placed, and rightfully so, on physical ibadat, increase in the recitation of Quran, and the performance of nafil salah, etc. And we find when it comes to the aspect of character and a person refining his akhlaq, his conduct, then generally a lot of neglect is shown in this aspect. So the first hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have been sent to perfect and complete good character. In other words, one of the missions, the goals, the objectives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this world, one was, of course, to teach the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with this, one of his missions and goals in this world was to propagate and to teach good character. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him an easy reckoning and will admit him into paradise. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu immediately said to him, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Which three qualities are being referred to? In other words, this sums up the essence of good character. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, number one is to spend upon that person who withholds from you. In other words, somebody who is not prepared to help you out, he's miserly, he's stingy. When the time comes to spend, he withholds. So for you to spend on that person. Number two, to join ties with those who sever ties. As we heard also last week in Riyadu Saliheen, that laysa al-wasilu bil mukafi, that person who merely reciprocates and does a good turn to somebody who is good to him, then this is not regarded as joining family ties. Somebody who visits you, he maintains a relationship with you, he speaks to you nicely, and you do the same back to him, then this is merely reciprocating what he has done. But the person who is regarded as one who is joining family ties is when you maintain a relationship with those who sever ties with you. And the third quality, to forgive those who harm one. Somebody causes some taklif, some difficulty to you. He speaks ill about you, or he spreads some slander, he backbites about you. Or whatever he does you down in some business dealing. So to forgive this person, to overlook his faults, and to tolerate the difficulty that he has caused to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says, if you accomplish these, you will enter paradise. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak rahimahullah says, that good character means that one should always have a pleasant and cheerful countenance, carry out oneself in a positive manner, carry out uplifting actions, and refrain from harming people. And we find the benefit or the reward of good character, which is mentioned, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion met Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, and he says to him, O Abu Dharr, should I not inform you of two actions that are not burdensome to carry out? They're very easy to do, yet they will be very weighty, in fact weightier than many other actions on the scales of good deeds. So he replies, certainly, O Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says, regard sublime conduct binding upon yourself. Regard it as fard, that I should imbibe within myself noble characteristics and qualities, and form a habit of remaining silent for lengthy periods of time. In other words, protect your tongue, do not abuse your tongue. These actions will be very weighty on the scales of good deeds. Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah says that four characteristics ensure that a person will receive very high stages in Jannah, even though his actions are not really significant. A person didn't do many nafil actions. Perhaps he just sufficed on the fara'id, his five times salah, his discharging of zakat, and the basic fard actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon him. Yet he will receive a very high status in Jannah. So these qualities, he says, number one is forbearance. A person is tolerant. Something doesn't go his way. Something doesn't go according to plan. So he doesn't flare up. He doesn't become angry. He is ready to tolerate whatever comes his way. The second quality is generosity. A person is always willing to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help others out. Then is to have humility. He doesn't think of himself as great. Whatever Allah has given me is from his side, whether it be some worldly possessions, some status in this world, knowledge. Whatever it is that Allah has given a person, he is humble about it. And finally, sublime character. A person has noble characteristics and qualities within him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his status in the hereafter. So there are various different aspects of good character which inshallah we will be reading. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, grant you, grant all of us tawfiq, that we not just read about it and hear about it, but we bring these noble characteristics into our life. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.